This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thank you for joining. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, and you're listening to Maximize Your Life. Greenwood Family Chiropractic is where we're at. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check out our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Today, I am so excited because I have the ability and opportunity to share an absolutely amazing testimony with you. I think it's so oftentimes that we think, you know, maybe it's not going to work for me. Yeah, it worked for them. And it's just, there's a certain point when you hear it over and over and over again, is that our goal for you is to get down to the root cause of the problem and take care of that cause. And really that looks at five things. We look at nervous system. So many times people come in and they say, oh, I need nutrition and detox and all of these things, but not one person has looked at and utilized the one system that controls all of those organs, and that's your nervous system. It has to be evaluated. But we also do look at nutrition, detoxification, oxygen and lean muscle, maximize that mindset. So we really look at the body as a whole, not a sum of all of its parts. And that's why I want to share with you right off the bat this morning, a testimony from Shauna. She has seen amazing changes in the office. Hey, Shauna.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on and just kind of sharing your journey, your testimony. So share with us, like, what did life look like before you started in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
So before I started, I was having migraines 20 or more days a month. I was barely functioning. Spending time with my kids was being there, not being, you know, with them actually interacting. It was just their getting through those migraines, especially. I also was on quite a few medications, for my thyroid. I had hip pain. I mean, if I didn't have to get out of bed, I did not get out of bed on a daily basis.
Yeah, what were some of the solutions? So I'm sure, what were some of the solutions that you had tried for systems functioning better or getting rid of your migraines? Had you tried anything else beforehand?
I have years. They tried about everything on the market, which seemed to work a little bit in the beginning, but, you know, the migraines didn't go away. I saw a spine specialist. I saw a neurologist, you name it. I was with every specialist out there possible.
And what solutions did they give you?
Surgery.
Yeah. But you said, hey, maybe that's not the right choice for me. So how did you get started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Actually, by happenstance, I ran across a Facebook ad and thought, you know, I'd seen a chiropractor before, but oh, let's give it one more try. You know, hey, well, they seem to offer something different. So I was checking out every possibility because every doctor I saw was pushing either medication or surgery.
And so you obviously started under care, right? Which is why we're talking today. So
absolutely.
What are some of the changes then have you seen since starting in the office?
So in the beginning, there weren't a lot of changes, but, you know, it's one of those things that you have to go gradually. And like I said, I've been on so many medications that I didn't see changes with. So I thought, well, we'll give this a try for, you know, 6 months or so. Within 6 months, I was having a lot less migraines. Now I am still having them, but I only have one about every 6 months.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
And you started off at how many a month did you start off with?
20 days or more.
So you've gone from 20 days a month to one every 6 months.
Correct.
I would call that a win.
Yes, that is, it's amazing. I can go sit through swim meets and soccer games and, you know, and actually pay attention because I'm not sitting there just trying to shield my eyes from the sun or, you know, deal with all the noise. About a year after starting care, I actually went to my primary care physician who did my thyroid test. And my thyroid tests were completely normal without medication.
Yay!
And I had been on Synthroid for probably 7 years.
That's awesome. And I think it just it's a testament to when you get to the root cause of problems and you allow your body to function and heal better, like organ systems start. I always tell people we don't take people off medication, but when you see that organ systems start to function better and they heal better and your body processes things better and you get to the root cause of the problem, right? Like that's the ultimate goal.
Oh, absolutely. And part of the things that the thyroid medicine was supposed to help with is I was tired all the time. You know, that's part of your thyroid not functioning correctly. And now I have more energy without the medication because it is functioning, you know, the way it should be. So overall, you know, I haven't had hip pain in a long time now, which means I can get out and we can walk at the state fair or the convention center or things like that that I couldn't do before.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's just too, when we talk about how those little things and how migraines, the hip pain, that big thing is like you said, I didn't want to get out of bed. And so you look at what life looks like now for you and for your beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to mention I can actually, you know, take a vacation and enjoy it because I'm not laying in a hotel room with a migraine, or I can walk on the beach when we get out of this cold weather.
Yeah.
It just, I'm not hurt.
I think it speaks volumes to quality of life.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like you might be alive, but you might not be truly living. And that's where you just have that quality of life back, which is amazing.
Right.
Awesome.
I had not had in years.
So, okay. So let's say someone is listening and they are exactly where you were at a couple years ago. Tons of medication. Only answers are medication and surgery. You don't feel like you have a quality of life. You can't spend time with family that you desire. And they're like, I don't really know if this Greenwood family chiropractic thing may be for me. What would you tell them?
I would say give it a try because you have to look at the amount of time that you spend going to doctor's appointments, the amount of time that you spend in bed, the amount of money that you may spend on appointments, medication, surgery. When it comes down to time and money, which I know something, you know, is something that is important to all of us. You know, I'm in the office, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
A few times, and my medication did. So I would say give it a shot. Give it time. If you're not seeing a difference very beginning, stick with it because, you know, it's kind of like,
right.
You don't go to the gym once and get a completely ripped body. You don't.
All processes take time.
Absolutely.
Weight loss, heart disease, degeneration, right? Like all
right.
Those processes take time. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in, being able to just share your health journey. And thank you more than anything for trusting us at the office, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, to be able to care for you and your family. I know that that's a lot of trust and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I actually, you know, appreciate everything you guys have done. It has changed my life. You know, both of my children are also going through care. So it has changed all of our lives immensely.
I love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we'll see you soon. Now, if you want to know more about how to schedule an appointment, you can go to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Or you can give us a call, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Your initial exam and consultation is $25. If there's anything else we need to do, we'll let you know cost-wise what that looks like before anything happens. I know often people will ask, too, about their insurance. Bring in your insurance card. We have insurance specialists who get checked and verified. So not only what the coverage is, but we'll check codes so then that way there's no surprises. And you'll know time and cost-wise before anything happens. What the process looks like, I guess I should explain this. So here's what the process looks like. You come in, we'll go through initial exam, consultation, and we'll really dive down deep into figuring out what have you done, what have you tried, what has been successful, what have you not been successful with, you know, how long has this been happening, have you had any prior surgeries, right? All the whole nine yards. Like, it's fact-finding. What's going on with you? And then figuring out what's next step, what do you need? And then from there, we'll figure out, is it something that this is, you know, chronic, you've had sciatic pain, you've got numbness and tingling in your leg, and it's been years. Okay, have you had x-rays? We need to see if there's any degenerative change. You know, that is one huge thing that I don't feel like the average person knows is that, right, we talk so much about how important your central nervous system is. Your brainstem, your spinal cord, and the nerves. So the reason why we look at bones is because, you know, people, like, it's not necessarily because I just love bones. It's because those bones show us something. Those individual vertebra surround and protect not only the base of the brainstem, the spinal cord, and those exiting nerves. So when those bones shift out of alignment, it puts pressure on those nerves, and it can cause pain. It doesn't have to be. I know someone, his name is Jeremy. He said he had no neck pain. No neck pain his whole life, and then one morning he woke up with neck pain. And we took x-rays, and he had lost the curvature in his neck, and he was bone on bone at the base. And he said, I've never had neck pain in my life, though. Why now? 7% of the nerves are pain, 93% are function. So it might be that in his case, it had been developing for years and years and years before he experienced an ounce of pain. Right, so we have to figure out more what's going on. And think about this. If someone is adjusting, if someone is touching your spine, wouldn't you want them to know what they're looking at? Like, why is it that dentists take x-rays? Because they can see something they can't with the naked eye. And so that's one where I can look at someone and say, you know what? You're 35. So you're young, right? No degeneration. Hey, but you're 90. So I bet you have a ton of degeneration. And we just guess, right? Well, let's do this adjustment. Let's just see how it goes. Tell me how it works. You still have pain? All right, let's change it. But the problem is that x-rays let you see something underlying that you can't with a naked eye. I can't see if there's a joint space that's degenerated when I look at you without x-rays. I can't see if you have underlying alar ligament damage at the very top of the cervical spine. Those are, and that, I will tell you that if you have ligament instability, it's going to change and alter the way that you should be adjusted. If you have phase 3 degenerative change with bone spurs, that's going to change and alter the way that you need to be adjusted. You know, we can see a bit of bone density on x-rays. So if there's a decrease in bone density, that's going to change and alter the way that you need to be adjusted. If you have a mild scoliosis, it's going to let us see, hey, or a curvature in your spine. Maybe it's not yet to a scoliosis, but a bit less than. We're going to say, hey, where does it rotate? Where's the apex of that? Because that's ultimately going to change the way that you need to be adjusted. And so oftentimes people say, well, I tried chiropractic and it just didn't work for me. And then I dig a little bit deeper and we say, okay, well then, you know, what was your cervical curve? Did you have any degeneration? What's going on? And I said, well, I don't know. And so it blows my mind. I say, so you could have problems for 5 years, 10 years. Your lower back pain started in your 20s and now you're in your 40s and you've had this for 20 years and no one thought to take a deeper look into your nervous system? Well, of course, if you're just guessing, you know what I mean? Like, if I had like a special machine and I could see the lottery numbers, I bet you I would win every time, right? But if you're just guessing, how often do you win the lotto? I mean, it's not the best analogy, but it's the one I could come up with the fastest. But like, do you get my point? It's just one where it's like, why would you ever guess? Why would you ever guess if someone had the ability and opportunity to get down deeper, get to the root cause of the problem, and start correcting that cause? And that's a big thing too. It's not just adjustments what we do in their office. We actually look at neuromuscular reeducation. We do what a very, very small amount, a very select amount of chiropractors do. You can go and graduate and be a chiropractor. And that's great. Just like you can go and graduate and be a medical doctor, right? You're a primary care physician. But there are some doctors who want to go a little bit deeper. They want to learn a little bit more and they want to have a specialty. And that's more so what we do in our office in terms of structural correction. So we don't just adjust in the office. We actually look at helping correct the structure. So if you have that unlevel pelvis, how do you actually correct that? How do you level it out? And is there a measurable change? I can adjust and you can say, I feel great. But your pelvis is still in line. So then you stop getting adjusted because your pelvis feels good. But then your pelvis is still unaligned. You still have pelvic unleveling. And then you keep walking on it and you run and you go to the mall, right? To go Christmas shopping or, you know, take your kids to play at the park outside. You do all of these things and it comes back. And you're like, oh, I should get adjusted, right? And you get adjusted and you feel a little bit better, but your pelvis is still in level, right? Do you see this like thing? But what if you actually worked on getting that structure corrected? Like you actually had a measurable tool where you could say, hey, when you started, you had 12 millimeters of unleveling. Fast forward to today, now you only have 4. Objective, right? It's such a difference. Subjective is I feel better. Objective is a measurable response. Like you can, a measurable tool, a measurable number, right? You've lost the curve in your neck. You've got forward head posture. And you like yell at your kids or your husband, like sit up straight. They've got that chin jutted out, hump on the back. That's forward head posture. The goal is if you start to correct that and you pull it back. Well, what if you had something measurable? Hey, you started at 50 millimeters of forward head posture and now you're only at 42. You decreased it by almost 20%. Are you like, oh my goodness, measurable. But that's where you look. Like not only is it very specific adjustments that we have in the office, you will see pre and post adjustment therapies, neuromuscular reeducation to set that adjustment in place and start changing and correcting the actual structure of the spine. When the structure is restored, there's more function, there's more healing. It stops the progression of degeneration in the spine. Most people don't even know that that's a possibility. So what we do is different. So that is why often people say, you know what, I went where ordinary medicine and chiropractic have failed. That's oftentimes where people thrive at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. And that's inevitably our goal, for you to not just live, but have a quality of life that you love. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule an appointment. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Now, when we come back, what if you have no pain? Is there any benefit to chiropractic? I'll show you some research next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Now, let's talk about this. I love, this is, okay, use your words. So I have a love-hate relationship with this question. Once you see a chiropractor once, you're going to have to go for the rest of your life. Right? Did you ever hear that? And I'm like, oh my goodness. Well, let me tell you that whoever told you that is just not educated about chiropractic, what it does, and the benefit of an adjustment. And here's why. I had a patient who came in the other day, and she was like, yeah, my friend told me, oh, once you go, are you ready to do this for the rest of your life? And I'm like, oh, think about this, right? What if I told you, hey, don't you eat that salad? Because once you eat that salad, it's going to make you feel good, and you're going to want to eat salads for the rest of your life. I'd be crazy. Who wants to eat salads for the rest of their life? What about that? Don't you go to that gym. Why would you ever go to the gym? You might get some positive endorphins. You might have more energy. You might feel great. You're probably going to want to do that for the rest of your life. Don't work out one. You're probably going to work out for the rest of your life. That's crazy. Right? Like, what? Don't care for yourself. Don't do preventative maintenance. Because once you do it once, you're going to feel great. You're going to want to do it for the rest of your life. I'm like, that is the most crazy mindset I've ever had, like I've ever heard of, you know, like we are very much in the United States in this mentality of like, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so then we have these people who say, oh, I've never had neck pain before, right? And you're like, yeah. And then you wake up and you're bone on bone. This has been happening for the last 20 years. And you thought it was like an ache or pain, or maybe you need a new pillow, or maybe we should get a new mattress because it's hurting my back. The reason why your back is hurting has nothing to do with your pillow. It has nothing to do with your mattress. It has everything to do with the fact that you have subluxation, there's damage on those nerves, and your body is trying to tell you something, right? What a blessing symptoms are. What a blessing, right? That your body has this innate ability and intelligence to tell you, hi, hey, friend, remember us? We're on the same team. There's something going on. And we're like, hey, shh, quiet. Quiet down there with that low back pain. Here's a Tylenol. Oh, hey, quiet there, migraine. Shh. Here's a pill. Here's an injection. Here, my acid reflux, right? Something's not happening right. I'm going to start pouring extra acid. Oh, here's some omeprazole. You feel great, right? No big deal. Why do we ignore our symptoms? Like it's not a big deal. And then all of a sudden it culminates. I always call it the snowball effect. Things get worse. They last a little bit longer. They don't go away as easily. And then all of a sudden people are in this like catastrophe mode that literally they're like, oh my gosh, I can't walk. I can't sleep. I can't do all this stuff. Like, when did this start, right? Initial exam and consultation. When did all this start? 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, when I was in my teens. I'm like, you're 65. Like, what have you been doing for the last 40 years? You know, just take some Tylenol. It just goes away. And I'm like, but it doesn't go away. It masks the symptoms, and then I come right back. Right? I tell people quite candidly, you know what? People who come into my office, there's kids with parents, but you're an adult. You're adults, right? So the great thing about being an adult is that you get to make decisions for yourself. And so, but I'm going to tell you as a doctor, here's what I recommend. I recommend you eat vegetables and you eat whole foods and you eat well for the rest of your life. And you want to know what? I'm also going to tell you as a doctor that I think that you need to be active. Your cells need oxygen. You need movement. And you know what? I quite candidly think that you should do that for the rest of your life. And you know what? As a doctor, I know the benefit of a chiropractic adjustment, which we'll get into in a minute as well, beyond just pain, to where, you know what? I think that you should be adjusted for the rest of your life. Crazy, huh? I think you should care for your body and your health for the rest of your life. But you know what? The great thing about health is it's your choice. And as an adult, you get to make that decision. But now it's coming to the point where like, how do we educate you then on why would you want to be adjusted for the rest of your life, right? When the pain goes away, why would you still come and get adjusted? So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So let's talk about some asymptomatic benefits of chiropractic. So what does that mean? That means if you come and you say, hey, I don't have any pain. Like, I don't really have any pain. So why would I ever come in to be adjusted? I can't tell you how many people come in and they're like, you know, I've always wanted to see a chiropractor, but I don't have a reason. But yeah, now I was at the gym, I threw my back out and I'm like, yes, now I get to go. I'm like, what? Dozens of times I've heard that. Just kind of crazy to me. So let's start with this one. This comes from Journal of Manipulative and Physiological Therapeutics, published in September of 2000. It is short-term effects of cervical manipulation on edge light pupil cycle time. Sounds kind of, I'm going to break it all down for you. Don't get too worried. So short-term effects of cervical manipulation on edge light pupil cycle time. So what does all of that mean, right? It's a lot if you know nothing about it. So let me break it down. So what they did is they studied 13 healthy male subjects without a history of eye disease of the central nervous system or autonomic nervous system pathological conditions. So they basically said, hey, we don't see any disease processes. You don't have any neurological conditions, no history of eye disease. And what they did with these men is they gave them upper cervical adjustments. So the very, very top bone in the neck, the C1, C2, top two bones. And what they found is that it produced a significant measurable increase in the speed of autonomically mediated edge light pupillary cycle time, which basically means that it's a decrease in time that it takes to complete constriction and redilation of the pupil when exposed to light. Think about this. You fall down, you bump your head, and they're like, oh no, is your brain affected? What's the first thing that they typically look at? If you have ever played sports, you have kids in sports, you bump your head, they'll check your pupils, right? So they shine a flashlight and they watch it constrict. And then when they take it away, it redilates. Because what happens is that when there's damage to the brain is what does that, right? We've got this innate intelligence that says, hey, if you walk out into the sun and it's really bright, your eyes are going to constrict and close down the size of that pupil. So the sun literally doesn't burn your eyes, your retina. Right? It's like, oh my goodness, how smart is our body? And then when you go out of the sun, it redilates. So it gets bigger. So constriction is where it lessens. Redilation is where it gets bigger. And so what they did throughout this is they looked at, we're going to shine a light in your eyes and we're going to see how long it takes for that pupil to constrict and get small. And then when we take it away, how long it takes to redilate. And they said, then we're going to give you an upper cervical adjustment. And what we're going to do is we're going to look again, right? And what they found is that there was a decrease in the time it took for that constriction following an upper cervical adjustment. And so why these findings suggest, like, why is that cool? You're like, oh, awesome. My pupils constrict faster after I get adjusted, right? Like, why would I ever care about that? Well, what they're finding is that these findings suggest that there's a correlation between the autonomic nervous system. And so there's a more diverse effect on cortical function. Cortical function meaning brain function, right? So when you talk about cortical function of the brain, it's literally saying your brain is functioning faster following that adjustment, right? Big question here. What do you need your brain for? Why would you ever want your brain to function faster, right? Does it maybe do anything in your body? Or everything in your body? Your brain does everything. So to have that cortical function happen at a higher level following an adjustment, they find that cortical function is primary for areas like motor control, sensory control, visual control. They're finding that there's more complex cortical function like language and in some degree memory. I always think about this too. So if your brain, you can see that, right? That is a very measurable response. You shine that light in there and you very measurably can see that your pupil constricts faster and redilates faster in these people. And not just in one eye, in both eyes. A significant difference in both eyes before and after adjustments. So what if we could measure like how that brain communicates out to other organ systems, not just your eyes? But the problem is that there's not as much of a measurable response in that regard, right? Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Next study, right? So again, we're talking about what are some asymptomatic benefits. A symptom is a problem your body experiences. A is not. So asymptomatic. You feel fine. You feel fine. Would there be any benefits to being adjusted, right? And we'll keep sharing. So here's another one. This is from, let's look. So this has been published from Conference Proceedings of Chiropractic Centennial Foundation, July 1995. the study is effects of thoracic spinal adjustments on peripheral airway function in normal subjects. Again, complicated. Let's break it down. okay, so I think this one is a bit of an easier one. So the study talks about the effects of spinal adjustments on peripheral airway function of 22 normal asymptomatic subjects. So some of you may be familiar with spirometry. If you've ever gone to the doctor, I've had lung problems. I feel like I'm more familiar with this because I did suffer with asthma as a child. And so I had to do spirometry. I mean, I was on albuterol inhalers. They literally had me on an inhalable steroid. It was Advair, so this little disc. And I literally once a day would like click it over and I would inhale a steroid. And honestly, quite candidly, thinking about it at this exact moment, that might be why I'm so short. Would I grow more? Anyways, I had asthma growing up as a kid. And it was, you know, it's, if you've had asthma, it's having an asthma attack, fully conscious, it's terrifying. And watching someone, it's just, chiropractic saved my life with asthma. And here's one of the studies that I see. So using dry spirometry, where you blow in and it actually measures lung volume, lung function, expiratory, inspiratory, like it measures all of these things, right? So the more specific, it says FEF. So if you're familiar with that, you'll get it, but it's forced expiratory flow rate. So what that is it's a measure that indicates, it's an indicator of airway function. And what they did is they paired this test pre and post adjustments. And they found that these FEF, the forced expiratory flow, was greatly, showed a significance in post-interval reduction. So they paired the test and they performed pre and post. And what they found was that there was a significant difference, a benefit between pre and post measurements. Think about this, lung volume. There are tons, when I talk here even about they've had 43 out of 50 subjects with healthy lung, normal lung volume. They did it with spirometry to see. And again, following those after adjustments, they found that in terms of lung volume, 35 out of the 43 actually saw improvement. Again, 29 were significant in terms of improvement. And so people, I tell you that they come in all the time and they say, you know what? I feel like I just breathe better. And this is literally one, their study, I probably have like five or six studies that talk about the benefit of lung volume, inspiratory and expiratory capacity of lungs following chiropractic adjustments. And they literally have measurable results pre and post. Okay, so again, let's talk. Why do you care? Why, if you're someone who doesn't have asthma, is that someone that you that doesn't have COPD, why would you care about that? Well, think about this, right? If you have a better ability to breathe, what do you think that does to your oxygen capacity? Okay, so then let's talk about this. What do you need oxygen for in your body? Okay, right, everything. Because what happens inevitably if you don't have oxygen? You die. So what happens then if you give the lungs the ability to utilize more of that oxygen, right? How cool is that? Now, when we come back, there's a couple more benefits of chiropractic that you may never feel, and we'll tell you what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Our goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to make you whole, happy, and healthy. you're listening, this is Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, we're talking today about chiropractic. What we do in the office. I just honestly, it is such a blessing that I get to be a part of people's health transformations, their lives. It's something like nothing else that you can experience. There's not a day in the office that myself, a team member, doesn't leave and know that we have a vital impact on someone's life. And it may be something as simple as, you know, I had migraines, right? Listening to Shauna earlier, we had a testimony. You have migraines that you no longer have now. And it's nice not to have migraines, right? Like, no one loves having massive headaches. But now she doesn't have to stay in bed. She can enjoy vacations. She can enjoy time with her family, her kids. That stuff's priceless. What about some benefits of structural correction? So CBP, chiropractic biophysics, is one of the techniques that we use in the office. And they have a research study that was published just this past year. Increase in cerebral blood flow indicated by increased cerebral arterial area and pixel intensity on brain magnetic resonance angiogram following correction of cervical lordosis, right? Again, super big words, super big words. So let's just break that down in what it looks like. So a loss of cervical lordosis is that loss of curve, military neck, Tex neck, straight neck. We see it very often. That is associated with a decreased vertebral artery like function and flow. So what they did is they took 7 patients, 5 females, 2 males, aged 28 to 58. And they measured the curvature of their neck on radiograph, i.e. x-rays. And they were anywhere from negative 13 to 19. So ideal is about 42, 45, right? So negative 13 to 19. And what they did is they did a brain MRA. So it's people know what MRIs are. MRA looks at blood flow, right? It looks at blood flow. And they looked at blood flow to the brain. And then what they did is they started increasing that curvature. And as they started increasing that curvature, restoring the curvature, opening up that curvature, they did follow-up MRAs. So they looked at someone who had lost the curvature in their neck, what the blood flow to the brain meant. They looked at increasing that curvature, not just adjusting, structurally correcting. And then they did a follow-up MRA to look at the blood flow of the brain. Pixel intensity, which kind of tells you the intensity of the angiogram in terms of blood flow. So the increase of blood flow happened anywhere from 23 to 225% it increased. What? 23 to 225 in terms of increase. So they said why this is such a big deal is because it indicates that there's a connection between a curve in your neck and an immediate increase in blood flow, cerebral blood flow, so blood flow to the brain. They said, again, why this is such a big deal is because what they're finding now, they said, Dr. Evan Katz, one of the authors on here, said this is a very exciting paper as many papers report alignment of the spine can lead to a number of negative physiological changes. So they said right now, one of the main hypotheses of Alzheimer's and dementia from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Association is that a lot of Alzheimer's and dementia has to do with chronic cerebral hypoxia. So chronic is all the time. Cerebral is the part of the brain. Hypoxia is a lack of oxygen. Okay. So if you're increasing that curvature and they're finding that it increases blood flow to the brain anywhere from 23 to 225%, well, guess what carries oxygen to the brain? And it's your blood. Something as simple as correcting that. People say, hey, how long do you want to have a curve in your neck? How long do you want to increase blood flow to your brain? To me, answer, rest of my life. Here's another really, really awesome one that we can go through as well. This one is chiropractic, published in 1988. Effects of chiropractic adjustments in the restoration of peripheral circulation impairment in lower extremities of diabetics, right? So they took 31 diabetic volunteers receiving chiropractic adjustments, and volunteers were measured by using Doppler ultrasound. And they came in multiple times a week over the course of 5 weeks. 27 out of the 31, so 87%, demonstrated increased circulation. 87% increased circulation. There's another study on that I have, I don't have it pulled up, but it talks about lumbar adjustments, lower back adjustments. They looked at distal skin temperature. So they looked at the temperature of the toes. They did a chiropractic adjustment to the lumbar spine, and then they tested the temperature, the distal temperature of the toes, and they found an increase. How cool, right? Like, seriously, a lumbar adjustment, an adjustment to your lower back might increase the circulation of blood to your feet? Why do you need blood? Again, oxygen, nutrients. That's how tissues live. How great. And you know what that feels like? Nothing. It doesn't feel like much, right? And that's why, you know, like when you look, sometimes you have a salad and you feel great. Sometimes you know what you feel after you eat the salad? Nothing. But do we know, regardless on a cellular level, that your body is functioning better and healing better and communicating better? When you have a salad, you work out, or you get adjusted? Yeah. So that's the ultimate goal, is to figure out, how do we continue to keep investing in our health? Why do we choose to wait till that symptom speaks loud enough where it affects our life, where we can't do anything? Why do we allow ourselves to just degenerate, lose our health, and to the point where we realize that it's death or change, that we really say our health is a priority? And so this is the point now where we have to start making that change. We have to start moving our health as more of a priority in our life. And what we need to do is we need to say, hey, this is important to me, and here's how we're going to move forward doing it. But the big hang up that the most people have is that they don't have someone on their team to be able to do that for them. And that's always what we are with you and for you at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Our goal is to walk alongside of you through that health journey and figure out what, if anything, is there something that we can do to help? And that's every person, every single time. So if you want to know more information about what we do or how we can help, we are here. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You can always check out our Facebook page or stop by and see us. Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. I look forward to seeing you. I know that most people have some sort of trepidation. They're fearful. They don't think it's going to work. But here's the one thing that I can put on your heart, is that you won't know unless you try. You won't know unless you try. And that's the ultimate goal, is let's figure out what's going on. I've always been incredibly realistic with people on expectations. And a patient once who came in and he said, well, I was either going to see you or my medical doctor. And I said, okay, so why'd you choose here? And he said, I just figured if I needed to go to the medical doctor, you would be more apt to send me to my medical doctor than my medical doctor would be to send me to you. And I was like, oh, that's fair. You know, our goal, we are highly educated, health, disease prevention, what we do in our office, anyone that you see, it's an experience like no other. When you get down to the root cause of the problem, you remove interference and allow for your body to function and heal the way it was ultimately designed. That's what you deserve. That's what life is all about. Again, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Thank you so much for tuning in. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.